Fishing boats are racing around the mouth of the Naknek River as their crews cast out nets to try and catch as many sockeye as possible.
So all you can see is corks everywhere, corks, just corks and buoys flying. And they're right here at the edge of the water. These shallow boats are right here holding their set. You could light that guy's cigarette right there on the bow of that boat if you had to.
Bumper Metcalf stands watching from the shore with hundreds of others who turned out to watch the madness of the Naknek Special Harvest Area. It's been 11 years since the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, or ADF&G, forced fishermen into the Naknek River to help the nearby Quijack River get enough salmon into its waters to ensure future runs. For fishermen, this is a headache, but for people like Metcalf, it means a great show.
It's a lot of fun. I'm really glad. I was so excited when I heard the announcement. I woke my cousin up. They're gonna fish in the river!
The line, which is the edge of the district where fishermen are allowed to fish, is usually far from the shore. But when the special harvest area is activated, it's only a few feet from the beach. Lakeisha Wilkinson says coming out to watch boats battle over salmon has made her summer.
It is a complete madhouse.
I just got it!
And boats are all over each other. You got nets in front of boats, boats almost running over buoys, and they aren't even really catching that much.
Man, what a mess. They're all fighting over a couple of fish.
Rose Michelson is in her 80s and is an experienced fisherman. She's currently sitting in her truck watching the boats navigate the scrum and throw out their lines in front of each other, which is known as corking.
Do you think people are corking the people off right now?
They sure are. One boat will lay out and another one lay right in front of them.
Tonight, a few spectators have seen some boats collide, but not too many. One person says you'll start seeing more vessels crash into each other as more salmon flood the river. For all the chaos, fishermen aren't seeing a big return for their work. The average delivery, according to ADF&G, for the opening was only around 331 sockeye, which really isn't a lot. It's rainy, chilly, and from the look of it, stressful on the water. But on the beach, things are pretty relaxed. Rose has a simple explanation for this.
It's more fun to watch from the beach and than to be fighting the line down here.
For now, the craziness of the special harvest area will continue for fishermen and won't let up until the sockeye season ends or more salmon make it to the Quijack River. In Naknek, I'm Mitch Borden.